Hey, welcome back to the How to Podcast series. It's Dave. So happy to be back here with you again. Thank you for coming back. We are continuing our Podcaster's Owner's Manual series on all of the basics you need to start your podcast. So in the past, we've talked about lots of great stuff. We've talked about nailing down your topic. We talked about naming your podcast. We talked about formatting your podcast. The audio versus podcasting, video podcasting debate that seems to be out there right now, which is pretty popular. We talked about creating a space to record your podcast, what it looks like to have that kind of place. Now let's talk a little bit of gear here on the podcast. Here is a list of the basic things, the basic gear items that you need to record your podcast here on the How to Podcast series. You ready? Get out your pen and pencil. A piece of paper. Here we go. Here's a list for you. Okay, before we start, the list of six things that you need to keep in mind when getting all the gear together to start your show, a reminder that we have lots of information over at howtopodcast.ca. You can find information about the show and the things we talk about, information about the guests that we've had on as co-hosts, our Zoom rooms that happen every Friday at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're invited. Please come by. And also, we are now on Alexa devices as a daily flash briefing. Yeah, you can add in the Daily Dave to your briefings on Alexa. That's kind of cool, right? And for those of us who don't have Alexas in our home, you can also find the same content on our YouTube channel there as well. So we serve everyone here on the How to Podcast series, and happy to serve you as well. So a little information updates for you there. We're going to talk podcasting gear now. As a podcaster who listens to podcasts, they're about podcasting. There are a lot of opinions when we start going down the path of gear. What I wanted to do in this episode is make it simple for you to understand the basics of what you need to get started before you get lost in the world of opinions and clickable links that give people kickbacks to buy the products they promote. It happens. I would rather just give you the basics you need to consider when starting your show. I'll say at the very beginning, technically, you can have a podcast with your phone and a hosting site. There you go. Both of which you can get pretty cheap. So that is where you can start from. Should you stay there? That's up to you. Again, consider who you're up against for quality sounding content in the world. Might be an idea down the road as money comes in or as you get more devoted to your topic and your podcast that you upgrade. It's an idea. But here are six things to consider when at the very beginning stages of starting your podcast. What kind of gear do I need to get started? Dave, can you just give me the list? And I'll have links to what I use in the show notes so that you can see how much I'm spending on my gear setup. It's not a lot, to be honest. But it gets me started and I can always grow from here. Okay? You can always go up. You can always go up. So some people are going to try to get you to start at like a $4,000 level, which is absurd for a new podcaster. To me personally, I don't think that's the right advice, but here's my advice. Okay, so number one,
mic check, 1, 2, 3.
You need a microphone. This is something that I would say for somebody who wants to get beyond recording on their phone. I would start with a microphone. Now, there are microphones out there that'll do everything for you and a huge price range. I think the microphone I'm talking into right now is less than $100. I also have a pop screen that goes on over top of it to keep all those things. We'll talk about that later. But so I have the microphone. Again, not very expensive. It's not one of the brand names that you hear everybody talk about, because I don't need a brand name to make me feel special. Kind of my opinion. So start with a microphone that works, and it's a USB microphone. What does that mean, Dave? If you went to a concert and went up on stage and saw wired microphones plugged in, those would be XLR microphones. Those are the microphones you see as singers are up on stage or musicians are plugging in. That's one type of microphone. a USB microphone plugs directly into your computer, your laptop, and it's doesn't require any outside power to be active. Okay. An XLR microphone, like you see on stage at a concert, requires some kind of amplification for it to work. So that's the basics around that. My suggestion, go with a microphone that's USB based. You don't have to buy any external hardware to make your microphone work. Start with a USB microphone and start there. Again, you can always go up from here, but my first suggestion for any new podcaster, USB mic, plug it into your computer, plug it into your laptop, and you're good to go. That's what you need first. So there's many, many types out there. Just make sure you pick something that you trust. And the best way to find out is to listen to a podcast and then ask the host what they're using. And if you like it, great. Another thing to keep in mind is certain voices sound better on certain microphones. So there might be the most expensive microphone in the world, but it doesn't really match well with your voice or highlight the qualities of your voice, as well as maybe a cheaper one. So it's something very subjective, something you have choice and you have the decision to make. But again, start with what you can. A link in the show notes for what I use and what I recommend for a starter kit to get going. All that in the show notes. Number two,
mic check, 1, 2, 3.
A set of wired headphones. Why am I saying wired? Because a Bluetooth set of headphones can drop out, can cause interference, might not be as reliable, and a set of wired headphones are perfect. They will never let you down. It's really good to hear yourself. And the other thing is it blocks your sound from coming through your speakers, your computer speakers, laptop speakers, and back into the microphone and creating a loop, which creates problems. Headphones block that out. You can hear your guest. You can hear yourself. Works really well. So headphones, good choice. Wired headphones. Number three.
Mic check, 1, 2, 3.
Some sort of recording device. So I'm recording right now into a free software called Audacity. Links in the show notes. It's always been free, something I love to use. It's not text-based, it's waveform. So think of a heartbeat monitor at the hospital, that kind of look. That's how I record. It's easy for me because I do music production, and this is what I'm used to. If this doesn't work for you, then look for some other options. But I use Audacity to record into. That's what I'm recording to right now. I can see my voice levels. I can see that I'm not too loud, and it's really easy to record into. And again, it's free. So I plug my USB mic into my computer and I record in Audacity. You need some way to capture your voice. And so find out what works for you. There's a ton of different options, paid and unpaid. Figure out what works for you and go with that. Okay. So that's your recording device. That was number three. Number four.
Mic check. 1, 2, 3.
You need a pop filter, which is what I talked about at the beginning. It looks like a piece of nylon. Nylons are on a round circle that attaches to my mic stand, and it's in between me and my microphone. So when I say something like peanut butter or peppermint, that P sound, if you put your hand in front of your mouth and say peppermint, you'll feel the air coming from your mouth, peppermint. That air pop goes into the microphone if there's nothing in between you and the mic, and it will impact your recording. And I hear a lot of people, this is really a simple thing to add. It just disperses that P sound, that pop sound, and keeps it away from going directly into the microphone. A great addition. Highly recommend that you have this between you and your microphone at all times. So it's a pop filter. Again, links in the show notes. Number five.
Mic check. 1, 2, 3.
Some sort of microphone stand. So for me, I'm a musician. I have probably 10 of these microphone stands from band rehearsals all around my basement. So I didn't have to go buy a new stand. I just use what I have. And a microphone stand can be like $15. I'm up in Canada. $15 for a microphone stand. And I just screw my microphone to the stand and I can raise and lower it. The beauty of what I like is it's not attached to my table, not attached to my desk. So if I tap on my desk for some reason, It's not going to go through my microphone and into your ears, and it's separate. So some people like to attach it to their desk. Fine. Just got to remember that you can't tap your desk or bang it or make any kind of noise that would go through into the stand and into your microphone. So mine is separate. It's a microphone stand, just like you'd see any band have up on stage, and my microphone's on that. So microphone stand. If you have like one that sits on your desk, like a little small stand that's away from you, you just have to remember that the further you are away from your microphone, the more potential there is for more noise from around you in the room can also then get into your recording. The closer you are to your microphone, by having a stand that brings your mic close to your mouth, the less you have to worry about editing. Okay, so get a microphone stand. Again, go to any music shop, go on your local buy and sell website and search up for used gear. I swear you can get something like this for very cheap. And just screw your microphone right to it. It's awesome. And lastly, number six.
Mic check, 1, 2, 3.
Something else you need is cables. So you need to be able to plug all this stuff in. Your microphone's going to come with a USB cord attached. So that plugs right into your computer. And that's really about it. It's probably most of what you're going to need. If you decide to go with an XLR microphone we talked about, which are the ones up on stage at your local concert, those require some sort of external power source to boost the signal so that something actually registers during recording. That's going to require cords and wires to feed that. And you have to buy the unit that actually boosts the microphone. Okay, so if you're not going to go that way, and I don't recommend you do that at the beginning, then go USB. Basically, you have everything you need to record your podcast. And that's it. Really, that is all you need to record your podcast. It's not as intimidating as it sounds. I would love to walk you through and share with you what I use and help you make a decision that saves you money. And again, like I said before, you can start with your phone. It's not a big deal. It's not going to be as good a quality as a dedicated microphone. But if that's all you have and that's all you can afford, then don't let technology stop you from starting a podcast. And don't let a guru make fun of you or mock you for not doing it their way. Do it your way. Do it the way you want. And if you need a resource, you need some help, I'd love to help you with that. So this is the basic gear that you're going to need to get started in recording a podcast. You may want to consider adding additional equipment or upgrading in the future, like a mixer or additional microphones as your podcast grows. But if you just want to get started, these six things are all you need: a microphone, wired headphones, a recording device, a pop filter, a microphone stand, and cables. That's it, and you're good to go. And if that's what you need, reach out to me and we can definitely help you organize your podcast and get you started on your show. howtopodcast.ca is the website. Would love to meet you there and help you start your show. Thanks for listening to the How to Podcast series. Again, remember to check us out on your Alexa device. And you can also check out our Zoom rooms, which happen every Friday. And all the information is at howtopodcast.ca. So glad you're here. Can't wait for the next one. Talk to you soon. Take care.